It's Essential Pittsburgh. I'm Paul Guggenheimer. Whether it's called soda or pop, consumers can't get enough of the sweet carbonated beverage. Here in Pittsburgh, the Natrona Bottling Company has been making its brand of specialty beverages for quite some time. In fact, this year marks the company's 110th anniversary. I'm joined now by the man known as the Sultan of Soda, Vito Gerasoli, who acquired the company. Vito Gerasoli, welcome to Essential Pittsburgh.
How are you, sir?
I'm well, thank you. This year, Natrona Bottling is celebrating its 110th anniversary. I had a chance to watch a story about how this plant operates, and it really is amazing. This was a video piece that took us inside of the bottling plant. Your relationship with this company is more recent. How did you become involved with the Natrona Bottling Company?
Fell into my lap, is the easiest way to put it. Just the opportunity arose, and it was take it and run with it, or the company would have fell and died. Another piece of history would have been gone.
So you saved the company with your investment?
I would say so. My investment was very minimal. It really just took a whole lot of hard work and effort, constant putting the product on the street year in, year out, and every year has been better than the last.
Why would a company like this have difficulty staying in business?
To run the company, it's very expensive. That's a reason why a lot of small bottlers are gone. There's a handful of us left. When Coke, Pepsi came into the mix and started buying up all the operations, glass started to become much more expensive. Sugar started to become much more expensive because they demanded a lot more quantity at once. And it just made it smaller, harder for the smaller person to buy glass mainly. Now you have to buy it in bulk. We were lucky enough that Paul Bowser, the previous owner who owned the company for 70 plus years, was able to keep the company alive just for the love of the product and for the nostalgia and for Natrona. Really, just kept it alive for them. Never really tried to make money off it, but just wanted to keep his two employees employed. And it was just there, you know, just kind of quiet.
This is an old-fashioned business. It provides a high-end product that if it were no longer available, people would miss it because of some of what you just described. This is a soda pop that is produced in glass bottles. It is made with real sugar. Where else might you find something that doesn't come in plastic, that is not flavored with corn syrup, which some say is not the healthiest thing to be ingesting in great quantities?
It takes three times the amount of corn syrup to sweeten a soda as it does to sugar, to cane sugar. So there's three times the amount of corn syrup in a plastic bottle than cane sugar would be in there. It is much more unhealthy. Glass bottled sodas are around, and they actually have had more of a revival the past 4 years since I've taken over than in the past. You're starting to see them in a lot more shops, a lot more mom and pop stores. Mexican Coke in the glass bottle has become very popular, and you start to see that a lot more now.
And there are some of your products. There are places right in this area on the south side, up on Carson Street, that where you can buy the sodas that are made at the Natrona Bottling Company. People around Pittsburgh might not necessarily know the Natrona name, but still have probably enjoyed some of your sodas or pop, if you prefer. So what are your most popular drinks?
The cherry we've been making for 110 years. It is one of the better cherry sodas on the market. The almond cream soda is a one-of-a-kind product that I developed about 2 years ago, and it's basically an amaretto soda. It's delicious. I stand behind that product forever. Our ginger beer is probably the best ginger beer out there.
Made with real ginger.
Made with real ginger root oils and other natural oils.
And I can attest to this because I have sampled it, and there is real ginger in there.
Mm-hmm.
Why is it, do you suppose, that other companies don't do this, don't make their soda pop this way?
Money. To make more money. That's the bottom line. Where we're not really out there to try to hit you over the head with a mallet hammer. Basically, we want to give you a good quality product that was produced 110 years ago. Our machinery is 70 years old. Our style of carbonation, no other soda producer uses this style of carbonation, which is called pinpoint carbonation.
And what does that mean exactly?
We use dry ice, and we throw some dry ice at some tanks. It melts naturally and creates a natural CO2, which is mixed with the water. So when the water is put in the bottle on top of the flavor, it's already carbonated. Today, a lot of soda bottlers, they pump in CO2 and over-inject CO2 for shelf life. This is our defining factor. The pinpoint carbonation really makes our product. The aromas pop. Every single one of my sodas, when you open it up, you will be able to smell what you are about to drink. There is no ifs, ands, or buts or question marks. It is what it is on the label.
We're talking with Vito Gerasoli, owner of the Natrona Bottling Company here on Essential Pittsburgh. And there is a big trend these days to buy local at farmers markets and to enjoy small batch beers, as they're called, and so on. Has this recent emphasis on small and local impacted your business as a producer of pop?
Most definitely. If Pittsburgh wasn't such a proud city and dedicated to their local products, I do not believe that we would have I would have made it this far. Pittsburgh has been great to us. The community has been fantastic. The people really care about keeping local traditions alive. Last month in July, we had our best month ever, and it was all local business. And I do have some accounts around the country, but July was all local. And thank you, Pittsburgh. You know.
Tell me about Champagno. This thing you make in a taller green glass bottle that it looks like a champagne bottle.
Right. Champagno is a mock champagne drink, and we are able to create this because of
– There's no alcohol in it.
There's no alcohol in it. But we're able to create this because of our style of carbonation. And pinpoint carbonation produces a very small, tiny, smooth bubble similar to that of what champagne may give you. It's a soda pop. We slap a label on it, says Champagno, and, you know, it's good for kids, it's good for people who don't drink, that maybe want to still be in the moment, you know what I mean?
And you're celebrating 110 years of producing carbonated beverages here in the Pittsburgh region. What are your plans for the company as you move forward?
To continue to just build the brand, to shore it up. I'm going to start putting 4-pack holders in my cases, which I do not have at the moment, which is something that every other or my whole competition has. I have built this company with what was in the bank account when I came in, slowly but surely. And this is just the next step in the evolution of Red Ribbon and Natrona Bottling.
Before we let you go, a very important question about the drink that you produce. What do you call it, soda or pop?
I call it soda pop.
Soda pop.
Soda pop.
That's a good way to straddle the issue there, Vito, because that's a big controversy depending on what part of Pennsylvania you're from.
Right. Put it together. It's just soda pop. That's the way I call it.
Do you have a favorite flavor?
That's a very difficult question. Like I said, the almond is fantastic. It's great. The cherry is also fantastic. Our root beer is old school root beer. It is not like today's style root beers. It's great as well, but the ginger beer is awesome. Everybody needs to try the ginger beer.
He's the Sultan of Soda, Vito Gerasoli, the owner of Natrona Bottling Company. Vito, thank you so much for being with us.
Thank you very much.
I'm Paul Guggenheimer. Thank you for listening. We'll see you again tomorrow on Essential Pittsburgh.